I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 3rd. The Department of Public Health announcing yesterday that West Nile virus has been detected in mosquitoes in Massachusetts for the first time this year, right here in Quincy. The presence of the virus was confirmed by the Massachusetts State Public Health Laboratory in two mosquito samples collected in Quincy on June 25th. West Nile is typically transmitted to humans through the bite of an infected mosquito. There were six human cases in the Bay State in 2023. While the virus can infect people of all ages, people over the age of 50 are at higher risk for severe disease. Most people infected show no symptoms, but when present, fever and flu-like illness are common. The new Rick DeCristofaro Early Learning Center in Quincy is officially open. The new center on Old Colony Avenue officially welcomed its first students recently as part of its summer programming. The youngest students in the CARES program, or Children Achieve Real Educational Success, are now taking daily classes designed to strengthen and maintain their academic, social, and life skills. The new center will provide year-round programming for Quincy students in grades K through 8 with autism. City purchased the building from Eastern Nazarene College and completely renovated it to accommodate the new learning center. Mayor Thomas Koch says the center will save the city hundreds of thousands of dollars by eliminating the need to transport students out of the city for their specialized education. The center was dedicated to former Quincy Public School Superintendent and current Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro last fall. The first medical marijuana dispensary to open in Quincy is now also selling recreational marijuana. Panacea Wellness on Rashudi Drive in West Quincy has received its adult use retail license from the Massachusetts Cannabis Control Commission to sell recreational marijuana. A formal ribbon-cutting ceremony announcing the new license will be held on July 11th. MaraMed Company purchased the Quincy dispensary last year from Airmont Corporation. The dispensary first opened in 2016. This will be Quincy's fifth recreational pot shop. There are also stores in other parts of West Quincy and in Quincy Point. For the first time in Massachusetts, a whole blood transfusion saved the life of a patient before he could be brought to a hospital. Last Saturday, a 35-year-old man was seriously hurt in a car crash in Braintree. He was in shock, bleeding internally, and his blood pressure was low. It took about 45 minutes to remove him from the wreckage. Paramedics reached out to the Canton Fire Department, which has a new field transfusion program. It was the first time a team in the state gave a whole blood transfusion to a patient in a pre-hospital setting, according to Canton Fire Chief Wendell Robery, who called it a landmark event. According to the American Red Cross, whole blood is donated and used to treat those who have sustained significant blood loss due to trauma or surgery. Whole blood is not separated into parts like red blood cells, plasma, and platelets. A study at the Boston University School of Medicine earlier this year found that the earlier one receives a whole blood transfusion for severe traumatic bleeding, the greater chance of survival. That turned out to be the case here. The Canton Fire Department said the man's vital signs improved as he was rushed to Boston Medical Center for surgery. Canton Fire paramedics began training in the new program back in March at Boston Medical Center. 25 cities and towns surrounding Canton are now taking part in the new field blood transfusion program. Massachusetts leaders, including Governor Maura Healey and State Police Interim Superintendent Colonel John Maughan, faced questions about State Police Trooper Michael Proctor yesterday, a day after the Karen Reed murder trial ended in a mistrial. Proctor was the lead investigator in the Reed case and testified for the prosecution in early June. While on the witness stand, he revealed graphic text messages he sent about Reed during the investigation. Proctor said the texts were unprofessional and regrettable after jurors failed to reach a verdict. Mann on Monday announced Prachter would be relieved of duty and formally transferred out of his post within the Norfolk County District Attorney's Office State Police Detective Unit. Mann said an internal affairs investigation into Prachter was ongoing. It also became clear during the trial that a federal probe is underway examining the Reid investigation. Although Prachter is still employed by the state police, a spokesperson said the decision to relieve him of duty means he'll no longer be working cases or serving as a state police trooper. Speaking with reporters at an event yesterday, the governor said there's no tolerance for that behavior from people working in law enforcement or other public service jobs. Reid and attorneys in the case are due back in court July 22nd for a status hearing. There was no word on when Prachter's disciplinary hearing would happen in relation to his internal affairs investigation. One possible outcome of such a hearing could be a suspension with or without pay. Days after striking a settlement with Uber and Lyft that requires those companies to boost driver pay and benefits, Attorney General Andrea Campbell threw her support behind a separate effort to allow those drivers to unionize. Campbell yesterday endorsed a labor-backed ballot question that would let on-demand transportation drivers organize and collectively bargain, describing it as an important addition to the terms her office already secured. The agreement between Campbell's office and Uber and Lyft, unveiled last week, requires the companies to pay drivers at least $32.50 per hour for the time between accepting a ride and dropping off a passenger, and addresses paid sick leave, occupational accident insurance, and access to health benefits. Companies will also pay $175 million, most of which will become restitution for drivers. Uber, Lyft, DoorDash, and Instacart for years have been pursuing their own ballot proposal that would define drivers as independent contractors instead of employees, but they ended their campaign in the wake of that settlement. Now, the unionization measure will be the only app-based driver question decided by voters this fall. Organizers plan to submit the final batch of signatures later in the day to secure a spot on the November 5th ballot. Well, the Adams National Historical Park here in Quincy will be holding a reading of the Declaration of Independence on the 4th of July at 10 a.m. and noon at the Adams Birthplaces on Franklin Street in South Quincy. A historical reenactor will portray Adams, and live music will be provided by Larry Gall and the Concords. The event will be held outdoors. It is weather-dependent. It is free, and no tickets are needed. A performance of Jefferson and Adams, a stage play by Howard Ginsberg, will begin on July 4th at 2 p.m. at the United First Parish Church in Quincy Center. The play centers on the friendship between John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, and Abigail Adams. It is free and open to the public. City of Quincy sponsoring a patriotic celebration Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. on the Hancock Adams Common in Quincy Center, with an evening of patriotic and great American songbook music. National award-winning recording artist Michelle Brooks Thompson will open the event with the national anthem. The event will also feature a dance performance, Broadway singers, martial arts demonstrations, and folk music. Food will be available for purchase, but there is no admission charge. A reminder, curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy will be delayed one day, beginning on Thursday, due to the July 4th holiday. A check of business news. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 162. The NASDAQ rose 149. And the S&P added 33. Asian stocks also mostly higher. The dollar rose. The euro is flat. Oil at $83 a barrel. Sports. Red Sox beat the Marlins in Miami 8-3. They're back at it tonight at 6:40. Today's forecast from the National Weather Service, a hazy, warm, humid one, high of 87 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and a low 60. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and muggy with a high in the mid-80s. Friday could see some morning showers, then turning hot and humid with a high of 88. Saturday, some showers in the morning, hot and humid, high of 85. Out on the water, waves about a foot. Southwest winds at 5 knots, becoming southeast 10 to 15 knots later today, and a high tide at 9:58 a.m. Sunrise 5:12, sets at 8:23. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Wednesday, July 3rd.